Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
You lack the oil that you once had, but it's time to oil yourself up again. I say it's time to oil yourself up again. That's why the devil's all in your head. Restless. Back in Roman and Greco times, wrestlers spent months oiling themselves. Oiling themselves. You ever had a deep massage? You ever had a deep massage? You be telling, whoa. They going deep into their muscles. Where they oil themselves up for months. Because when they got into the ring, it wasn't for just a little doily to go on top of the head. Oftentimes it meant life or death. You lose, you die. They oiled themselves up so that when they got in the ring against the other one, they were slippery. See, the devil be trying to get you. But if you oiled yourself, if you got oil, come on, tell somebody I'm slippery when I'm wet. When I got oil on me, I'm slippery. You can't grab on me. Amen. You can't hold me because I'm too slippery for you. Amen. You might stand in my way, but then I'll bind you up. I command you to loose your hold. But when he's trying to grab you, you're slippery. The oil, tell somebody you need oil in your lamp. Somebody's little flame is flickering right now. Flickering, about to go out. But I'm here to tell you, God will not quench. God won't quench that. God will fan it. If you'll just submit yourself to him, if you'll just say yes to the Lord, if you'll just stop running from him, if you'll just stop ducking and dodging, if you'll just lay down your sin, if you'll just repent of your wicked ways, turn from your wicked ways, God will fan that little flame and get it going again. Hallelujah. A bruised reed, he won't break it. He's a healer. He came to heal and deliver and set the captive free. Esther spent months too oiling up because she knows she was going to see a king. All the other women took all kind of stuff, jewelry, all kind of, I'm going to say, hats and makeup and all that. But when Esther went, she said, no, I don't need anything. All I needed was the oil. All she had to have was the oil. You could probably smell them coming from a long way off. Mm-hmm. She didn't need a whole lot of other stuff. Tell somebody, all you need is oil. The world trying to tell you, you need this, you need that. The world is confused. I said the world is totally confused. And a lot of it is lies on purpose to promote fear for control. Tell somebody, all I need is oil. I dare you to stay in God's presence. I say, I dare you to stay in God's presence till you find the joy of the Lord is your strength, till you find peace, till you feel a heart of love, till you can forgive your enemies, till you can see the vision clearly again. You might not know how God's going to do it. You might not know when God's going to do it, but you stay in his presence. All you know, God's going to do it. I said, God's going to do it. Not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, oh God. We are people of the spirit. Walk in the spirit. You shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. If you walk in the flesh, you'll die. In your flesh there dwelleth no good thing. Let me tell you, somebody out there listening, you better stop letting people turn you around. You better stop letting people get in your way. Ain't no church right. I hear you. That's right. It's not. It's a perfect God dwelling in earthen vessels. Amen. You'll let somebody that's a hypocrite stand between you and God. They are all hypocrites. Well, we ain't all hypocrites here. We got some good folk here, some real folk here. Folk that love God, that are determined to serve God, whatever the cost. Amen. You let a hypocrite, because you ran into a hypocrite. You know what you do with a hypocrite? Pray for them. Don't let a hypocrite stand between them. I ain't going to no church. Hypocrites. No. Okay. Well, enjoy yourself the other place. Don't let people turn you away from God. I said, don't let people turn you away from God. Why are you going to let a feeble man breath and breeches cease from the knowledge that causes you to err from the words of truth? Stop listening to people because they don't believe. You know what's going on in your heart. I said, you know what's going on in your mind. Because they don't believe. In this thing is every man for himself. I thank God is every man for himself. This is personal. Except you be born again. Not of the will of man. Not of the blood of man. Not of the will of man. But of God. It's between you and God. Amen. Stop letting people. Because you went to a church full of sin. Ain't no church right. God is right. I said God is right all by himself. And you will give an account to him one day. Don't even let a preacher stand in your way. Amen. Ain't nobody right. You ain't right either. So that makes us all wrong. But there's one that is right. And if you receive him in your heart, he'll open those eyes so that you can see. Let me get going here. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 20. 2 Kings chapter 20. You know something about the parable in the wheat and the tares? Let me find this verse. 2 Kings chapter 20. In the parable of the wheat and the tares, the Lord said, don't separate them until the last day. Let the angels will come and separate them. You know the distinction between the wheat and the tare? In harvest, they look different. And the difference is this. In harvest, the wheat begin to bow. But the tares or the darnel, they stand straight up. I liken that to pride. See, because at harvest, the wheat will bow, but the tares will stand straight up. And that's how you, that's, the angel's going to separate the wheat from the tares. In 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day, thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. And I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, take a lump of figs. And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. Now, with that in mind, go to 2 Chronicles chapter 16, starting at verse 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 7. And at that time, Hanani, the seer, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of your hand. Were not the Ethiopians and Lubans a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. See, you can not be perfect but have a perfect heart toward God. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars. Then Asa was wroth with the seer and put him in a prison house, for he was in a rage with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people the same time. And behold, the acts of Asa, first and last, lo, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceeding great. I want you to take note of this. Yet, in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. And the next verse says, and Asa slept. That means he died. He slept with his fathers and died in the 140th year of his reign. I wanted to just contrast those two. Those two. Hezekiah. Prophet came to him and said, get your house in order, you're going to die. It is appointed. As soon as the prophet left the room, Hezekiah didn't run, you know, to the ER or seek out a doctor. He put his face toward the wall and began to seek his God, who is the giver of life. And God heard his heartfelt prayer. And before Isaiah got out of the courtyard, the Lord said, go back. I heard my servant's prayer. Tell him I'm going to heal him.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.